Ukrainian troops say it looks like a horror movie. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The Pentagon says it will conduct an investigation into reports of civilians murdered in the suburbs of Kyiv.
Images of civilian bodies scattered in the streets of Bucha, northwest of the capital. Signs of torture, rape, bound hands, shot at close range, bodies burned. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the horrific scene there, calling it a genocide.
These are war crimes, and they will be recognized by the world as genocide. We know of thousands of people killed and tortured, with severed limbs, raped women, murdered children. This is a genocide.
Russia denied the accusation, saying it was a provocation and a fake attack. But Ukrainian officials say more than 400 bodies of civilians were found.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv this morning. President Biden again called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal.
This guy is brutal. And what's happening in Bucha is outrageous, and everyone's seen it.
The president's calling for a war crimes trial against Putin and for additional sanctions. In the Senate, a majority of the U.S. Senate has backed advancing the Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson to the full Senate for the voting. The voting, though, is continuing. Earlier, Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski said that she will vote to confirm Judge Brown Jackson's nomination to the Supreme Court. It's a health policy, not an immigration policy, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki talking about Title 42, which allowed the U.S. to expel migrants during the pandemic.
We are increasing our resources. Surging personnel and resources to the border, improving border processing.
The CDC announced last week that the policy would end next month. The Senate has reached an agreement on a $10 billion COVID relief package, but it dropped all funding to help other nations deal with the pandemic. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Opening statements in West Virginia and the state's lawsuit against several drug makers accused in the opioid crisis.
West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey is suing Janssen, Teva, Allergan, and their family of companies, accusing them of engaging in strategic campaigns to deceive prescribers, which the suit alleges led to opioids being overprescribed for common pain and fueled substance abuse. West Virginia leads the nation in drug overdose deaths. The trial is expected to last up to 2 months. The state previously reached settlements with drug makers Endo Health Solutions, McKesson, Cardinal Health, and AmerisourceBergen. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has approved a new congressional map with more compact districts after the previous one was struck down by a judge. New allegations of financial malpractice against an NFL team already under fire.
The Athletic, the first to report that Jason Friedman, a former employee of the Washington Commanders for 24 years, testified before the House Oversight Committee. Friedman's testimony claiming financial malfeasance by the Commanders is being linked to multiple reports over the weekend claiming that the organization has held two separate sets of books, one for reporting to the NFL and another behind the scenes. The Commanders also coming under accusations of not sharing ticket revenue with visiting teams per league rules. Friedman previously supplied a letter to the Oversight Committee corroborating the sexual misconduct allegations made by former team employee Tiffany Johnston against team owner Dan Snyder. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
It didn't get good reviews, but the Marvel adaptation Morbius got enough moviegoers to buy tickets that it was the top movie at the box office. The movie, starring Jared Leto as a biochemist that transforms into a vampire, made its debut with $39.1 million to capture the top spot. Last week's top movie, The Lost City, fell to second with $14.8 million in its second week, and The Batman was third with just under $11 million in ticket sales. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.